Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Yud Gimel. Agu'in Rosh Chodesh Kislev to all. And we're going to start with the Mishnah on daf Yud Gimel, but let's quickly just go through the last piece before the Mishnah, starting with Yud Beis and Beis on the bottom. There's a lot to discuss here, but let's just at least read through it, and then hopefully later in the Masechta we'll have time to talk about some of these issues. Says the Gemara about five lines up from the bottom. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says there, if you want to look where there is, you won't find it. Right? It says in the asterisk, but Mishnah lo matzasi. No Mishnah. So other versions have Brisa, Tanya. So we'll read it as we have it. Tanan Hasam. Ha Erechin b'shaitan. Erechin, as we know the parsha at the end of B'chukosai, everybody has an Erech based on age and gender. B'shaitan goes by when you mentioned the Erech. Meaning, let's say I say I want to give the Erech of that boy over there, and by the time I get around to giving the Erech, he's older than the, right, it was already the cutoff of, let's say, 5 years old, 10 years old, whatever it is. So you go by the moment that you made the Erech Neder. That is what you go by. Upidyon HaBen, Achashloshim Yom, Pidyon HaBen is always done after 30 days, as we mentioned, alluded to the Machlokas Achronim already. Is it exactly after 30 days, or is it after the exact halachic month? Which hopefully we'll get back to you. Pidyon Petr Chamor La'altar. Petr Chamor is done immediately, says the Gemara, meaning you don't have to wait at all. Pidyon Petr Chamor La'altar, is that really true for a mini? But then we learn in the Braisa. Ein Be'erachin, Ube Pidyon HaBen, Ube Nezirus, Ube Petr Chamor, Pachas Bishloshim, Umosivan Ad Olam. That you need these also not less than 30 days, and whenever you do it, you do it. Mosivan Ad Olam. So how can we say in this Braisa that Pidyon Petr Chamor is done immediately? This other brisa says that we have to wait. By the way, Naziris, how do we know Naziris? As we know, Rashi quotes here the Gemara in Nazir, based on the pasuk in Parshas Naso, Yihyeh, right? Kadosh Yihyeh, Yihyeh is Gematria 30, talking about the hair. That's the Remez, one of the two, at least, maybe only two halachas that we learn based on a Gematria. We had one also, if you remember, Seches Menachas, one of the Gematrias about the oil, the hins, that was one, Yud Beis Lugin. And this is the other one. So anyways, it says the Gemara, how can we say it's right? When do you do Petach Hamor? 30 days or right away? Stira. So Amar of Nachman, answer number one. Amar of Nachman, Lomar, Shim B'ta'o Padui. Really is 30 days. That's the Iker Mitzvah. But if you did it before 30 days, then it's okay. That's what the first Braisa meant. It's okay if you did the Evan, if you did it before 30 days. What is that Mashma though? Mechal de Beno and Pado, Eina Padui. Mashma that if by Pidyon HaBen, if you did it before 30 days, it doesn't work? Because that's the contrast in the Braisa. Via Itmar, Hapodes Beno Batoch Shloshim Yom. If somebody does Pidyon HaBen before day 30, Rav Amar Beno Padui. It works anyway. So how can we say that, but based on the contrast, we should say it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, right, it's not like, what it sounds like, not like Bris Mila. Bris Mila before day 8, we paskin, is a quote-unquote pasul Bris Mila. I just had a good friend that his wife had a baby on this past Friday night. Ben Ashmashas. 4:52. So the bris is Sunday. Bris is Sunday. So it's for sure not Bismano. So we were talking last night on the phone whether is that called Zmano? Because that's the halach. It's not like a regular stam baby who is sick and you have to wait. Where the halach also says you have to wait. But here, the second that he's born, the Torah says, not the Torah, Chazal say that the Zmano, like, could I wish this father, you know, may you be zochet to be machnesim b'ito b'zmano. If Bismano, it's going to be Sunday, right? Vadai. So is that Bismano or is that just like, anyway, I don't know what the nafkamina might be, but that was the... That was this guy. We said we thanked his wife that she gave us such a great Lundish topic to talk about. But anyway, but that's by Bris Mila. But here is Pidyon HaBen. So it's that Rav says if you do it before 30, it works. Somewhere says no. Lavitmar Allah Amarava to Kuliyama Me'achshav Ein Bino Padui. Rav's talking about a case where you did it al Tanai, meaning you do the act within 30 days, but you tell the Kohen it's not going to be Chatzal after 30 days. That's what works. But regular Pidyon HaBen before day 30 does not work. There's a chashash, we'll talk about this also later in the Masechta of Bez Hashem, there's a chashash nefel, and because there's a chashash nefel, then Chazal said the mitzvah does not apply until there's a cheskes chayim. So unless you make it tully on a later moment. So, that was all Rav Nachman. So we're back to the question. Rav Nachman had said that it means that if you did it b'dieved before 30 days, it works. But what do you mean? It's mashma that by Pidyon HaBen, it would not work. But we learned before it does work. So we answer that it only doesn't work when you do not make the tonight. So Rav Sheshes Amar, a different answer to the whole discussion. Lomar She'enu Over Alav. Really, the mitzvah of Petach Hamor is immediate. Right? Not like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Meikar Adid, it's later after 30 days, but B'dievet, it's okay before. Rav Sheshet says, no, Meikar Adid, it's right away. But it says, what's 30? That until 30, you do not violate. You didn't do anything wrong. After 30, you start violating. Masav, Rami Brat, like similar to, as we know, Brismila, after day 8, then either there's a chiv karis every day that you could remove, or it's a potential karis. Masav, Rami Brat, Chama, but Rami Brat, Chama says, one second, the Tosefta says, mitzvaso kol shloshim yom. The mitzvah is all 30 days. Mikan ve'elich, o podeyu, o orfo. After that, redeem or break its neck. So what does that mean? Mitzvaso is all 30 days. Maila mitzvah l'shahoso kol shloshim yom. Doesn't that mean the mitzvah is to delay and wait till after 30? Which then would be like Rav Nachman Kasha and Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says the mitzvah is immediate. So answer, no, lo, mitzvah l'ftoso kol shloshim yom. It's very unclear. You could interpret it either way. It means a mitzvah to redeem it within 30 days. Ihachi mikan ve'elach opodeo over alav miboy lei. If that's true, that the mitzvah is all 30 days, then the language of 30 should be that after that, you either do it or you violate. Not you do it or you're oref. So where it says, elam arava lokasha. Fine, third answer. First we tried Rav Nachman, then we tried Rav Sheshes. Now Rav says, lokasha, it's a machlokas. Had Rabbi Eliezer, the makashi, had Rabbanan, the lo makashi. The question is, do you compare Petach Hamor, the Pinyon Aben? Pinyon Aben we know is by day 30, so do you compare the two? That's the machlokas. Machlokas is whether you go like Rabbi Eliezer, who compares Bechor Behemet Tameya to Bechor Adam, and according to the other she did not, and that's the difference in the brises. Again, the time is, there's a lot to talk about in Lumdis besides the Lamaisa, but do we say that there is some type of, is there anything before 30 days? Is there a potential? Is it like a lulav the night before you shake it on Sukkis? Does it have the status you just can't do the mitzvah yet? Right? Or is it just totally mufka? Pidyon HaBen, until the day 30 is totally mufka. What about Chamor? What about all these? You could talk about each one of these. And of course, it's important whether you compare them to each other. Okay, last Mishnah in the first parak. Says the Mishnah, Lo ratza liftoso. If somebody did not want to do the mitzvah of pidyon peter chamor, orfo me'acho revakovra, you have to break its neck. To break its neck and bury it. We mentioned in the past the beautiful chiddush of the Nitziv. The Nitziv at the end of Pasha's bow. What did you break its neck for? Just let it so you didn't do the mitzvah. You have to break its neck. Says the Nitziv in the Hamak Davar, this chamor had the chance, great potential. It had the potential to be switched, the chalos to be switched out to a kohen, and the seg goes to the kohen, and the chamar you use, it had tremendous potential. You're not fulfilling his potential, it's better off dead, says the Nitziv. Orfo Bekofitz, unbelievable sharp thought, the Nitziv says, we're all here for potential. We all have a potential to fulfill. We have to try to make sure to fulfill our job, as the Mesiva Shalom says, to fulfill our Asara Nisyonos. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for. And we have to make sure to fulfill that potential. If not, Orfo Be'abekor V'kovro. That's the first line of the Mishnah. Mitzvah HaPidiyah Kodemas L'Mitzvah Arifa. But if one has a choice, Pidyon, cause before Arifa, one should be Poded the Chamor instead of doing breaking its neck. Shene Amar, as the Pasuk says, Imlo Sifta Va'arafto. If you didn't do pidyon, then you have to break its neck. So that is part one of the Mishnah. The Mishnah here is going to have the three mitzvahs where you have a choice. Do this, and if you didn't do this, do that. So the first one is pidyon and arifa. If you remember, we discussed back in the, I think on the first daf, on the Beis HaMacharis, the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether, how many mitzvahs are we talking about here? Are we talking about one or two mitzvahs? The Rambam says, in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs Aseh, Levdos, Kol Adam, Yisrael, Petr Chamor Beseh. Mitzvahs Aseh for any Jew, man for sure, woman is a machlokas, to redeem their Petr Chamor. Vim lo ratza levdoso, Mitzvahs Aseh larfo. That's the Shittas Rambam. Two of the 613. One is Pidyon and one is Arifa. Two mitzvahs, Shene Amar, Ufeta Chamor Tiftevaseb, Vim lo sifta varafto. Vishtei mitzvahs Elu Nohagas Bechol Makom Uvechol Zman. These two mitzvahs are knowing always. Mitzvahs Pidiyah Kodem Le Mitzvahs Arifa. And Pidiyah comes before Arifa. That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam as well says this explicitly. He knows the Rav is going to jump on him. So in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Pei Beis, the Rambam says, V'yesh lo makshe sheyiksha alai. There might be someone who asks on me, V'yomar, leizah davar manisa pitiyasa v'arifasa b'shtei mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. V'lo manisa sa mitzvah achas. One mitzvah. What do you do with a petach hamor? Redeem or break its neck? That's it. Two mitzvahs? One mitzvah. V'tiyarifasa midini mitzvah. Kamosha, just like I wrote in Shoresh Shavi, that we don't count separate parts of a process as mitzvahs. Hine, yodea hakel. God knows, says the Rambam. Ki ahekish hayimachayev zeh. Logic would dictate that. Logic would tell me only one mitzvah. But you know what? I'm stuck because the Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Chorus. The Rambam says he's stuck because of our Mishnah. Lulei mashabatzar l'rabaseinu lashon yorel ha'isum shtei mitzvahs. Look at our Mishnah. It sounds like this too. For who amram? Mitzvahs pediyah kodemes le'mitzvahs harifa. Mitzvahs yibam kodem le'mitzvahs chalitza. Just like Yibam and Chalitza are going to be two mitzvahs, so too Pidyon and Arif has to be two mitzvahs. So the Rambam says, even though logic would say one mitzvah, he's held hostage to the Lashon of the Mishnah, and he is Meshubit Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Right, that is the, that's the Rambam. Says the, Radvaz, first the Ravid. The Ravid says right here, at the beginning in Yibam and Hilchas Bikurim, Bechaye Roshi! I swear I never saw something so silly. Ein ze min ha-pilpul, v'lo min ha-das ha-miyusheves. Right? Anybody who has calm, thought-out opinions would not say such a thing, says the Raven. She yachshov, he means this in the best way possible. But this is how we know he's very, very strong. She yachshov zeb mitzvah zaseh. V'yavol b'shamer mitzvahs p'diyah kodemaz mitzvahs harifa. Lo she techoshev mitzvah, aval hi aveira. Umazik nikra. Umafsin mamono shel kohen. Wow. It says mitzvah, the word mitzvah to be parallel, but it doesn't mean you're mazik, you're doing an aveira. Ask the Radvaz, ask the Mari Kirkus, you're doing an aveira? The Torah tells you to do this. How do you say, fine, you're mafsin mamona shel kohen, but you're mazik and you're doing an aveira? How could you say that, says the Radvaz? And also, Mr. Ravid, so why don't you count Yibam Chalitza as one mitzvah? Why don't you count Yiud and the other one that we're going to do in a minute as one mitzvah? You didn't wear mazik there. Oh, you want to say, oh, you're masik here, and you also mean there? You didn't say a word there. V'chimashi tira Torah, hechi kari le'aveira. And also, if the Torah tells you to do it, how can you call this an aveira? Ela mitzvosav yizbara gzeros hein. Lo shnaim hu masik omatakein. How can you could dare to call the mitzvahs of the Torah of an aveira? He says, and he quotes, Eich kari la'arifas petach hamor masik. Halo misakin hu l'mishi yodea soda mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. So it's a secondary mitzvah. It's so you know the sodos behind all the mitzvahs. Lefichach ani omer shedivrei rabbeinu min adasa miyusheves. The Rambam is thought out. Ve'ein tzarech lazeh pilpul. The Mishnah Shlema hi kasher kasafti. Says the Radvaz, don't jump on my Rambam. And then he says also at the end the Mari Kirkus also says ve'efshel adamos mitzvah zula gerushin afo pi shahamegarish chotehu in quotes. Mikal makom mitzvah lagarish b'sefer v'lo b'davar acher kivat shi rotz lagarish aval vada yoser tov shlo lagarish v'gam kai yishloma shi nevoz ladoza mitzvah l'arof. It's a situational mitzvah, but once you do it, it is a mitzvah. This is the Leibedik discussions of the Radvaz, the Mari Kirkus, the Ravid, all in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Bikurim. Okay, that's the first line. Every one of these lines could be Shir B'Pnei Atzma. Next. There's no Gemara on it. That's what we had to make the Gemara on it. Right. Okay. Mitzvahs you would think the Gemara could have a couple of blot on here. But okay. Mitzvahs Ye'ida Kodemes L'Mitzvahs Pediyah. As we know, Eved Amma Ivriya. If somebody has an Amma Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to perform Yi'ud. Either for the master to marry her, or the master's son to marry her, or to set her free. One of those have to be done. So it says, Mitzvah Ye'ida Kodemes. It's better for, why she become a maidservant in the first place? Probably because she didn't have enough money. Her family couldn't support her. Kodesh Baruch Hu, B'Torasso, created this Maisa Chesed that could be done, that a poor woman could be able to be supported by a husband. So Yida comes first. If you didn't do that, so then you have to do Padiyah. Shneamar Asher Lo Yada Vehefta. If you didn't do Yid, then Vehefta, then one has to redeem her and give her the money. Yida, we discussed in Mitzvah Shir last year, but if you look at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, the Sefer HaChinuch says the mitzvah of Yiud, two mitzvahs. The Rambam first says the mitzvah of yod is mitzvah mem gimel, and the mitzvah of pidyon is mitzvah mem dalet. Li ya'id ama ivriya, klomar she'osa Yisrael shekana ama ivriya she'isa'ena lo le'isha, to marry her, o yitinena lo b'no le'isha, right, or to his son. Imra b'ni adonesh lo ya'adav hefta. So yod comes before pidyon. Mishorshi mitzvah, as I said, the chinuch says the shorish of the mitzvah is shariche makel al ha'aniya hanim keres v'yalaviyish nitzarech lamachra. Torah feels bad and creates this system, this framework, in order to help this aniya. V'tzives hakone osa lisa uta leisha v'lasosa geveret. Gotta make her a missus. Right, you can't just have her as a maidservant. That's the point of this mitzvah. Ki kel chanun v'rachum hu. V'yein hakona chavez bala atzmo, she has ended lebeno. Ki gam im ben adoneha tismach v'tagel. She'll also be happy with the son, with the prince. And if not, you have to at least be po to her. There is a lumdish discussion, mostly in Meseches Kiddushin, in the middle of the first parak. How do we look at Yud? There's a machlokas even. What does one say? The Rambam's lashon is you say by yiud hari zeh mekudeshesli, hari amekudeshesli b'tabazu. But Rashi has a lashon, and the Rashbam also hari at miyuedesli. How much is yiud a quasi marriage, a quasi kiddushin, or not? A lot of halachic discussions. Just to quote you, Reb Chaim's lashon. Reb Chaim's lashon is that there is a chalos kiddushin without a ma'isa kiddushin. That's the Reb Chaim. What you do is not a Maisa Kiddushin, because maybe you even gave the money originally, what's called Mos Arishonis L'Kiddushin Nitnu, but once it's done, there's a Chalos with Kudeshes. Says Reb Chaim in the Chiddushi Yigrach HaLashas, Kufpei Beis, he quotes, Avalot Mishub Didin Yiyod Eino Rak Maisa Kiddushin Bilvad, Ela Dehu Din Mechudash, De Yesh Maisa Yiyod, U Maisa Yiyod Nase Ama Leisha Lamakadesh. Through the Maisa Yiyod, she becomes an Eishas Ish. U Lazeha Maisa Shaykh Raka Adon, Vala Makadesh, Rak Mishin Shemaisa Yiyod Chalan Bakan Kiddushin, Vechulu Lazet Sarashiyim Mat Im Ladini Maisa Kiddushin. It's got to be similar because you're creating the result of an Eishas Ish, like a married woman. But the Maisa that you do, halachically, is a different Maisa. And that's why there are some differences, even though there are parallels between the two. And that's why he says, Mavur, Tamakadi Isha Balashin Miyu Edes, according to the Rambam wants to say, Hasi Mekudeshes, against that Rashi, it doesn't work. Bishop Jalashin Zehu Lashin Rakal Maisa Yid. And you have to focus in your act on the result that is going to be achieved, Kiddushin. That's why the Reb Chaim explains to the Rambam, you have to use a Lashin of Kiddushin, even though the act that you're doing isn't exactly a Maisa Kiddushin. Again, this is a huge topic, but just to mention that Shita of Reb Chaim in Kufpei Beis in the Grach Alashas. Maybe one other Shita by Yud, and then we'll move on. The disciple there in Kiddushin and Simna Chathay also discusses the relationship between Yud and Kiddushin. These are the Achronim. We didn't do any of the Rishonim because we're not doing Kiddushin right now. But the disciple says in Simna Chathay, every Kiddushin has two elements. What does it have? Efshalomar, Dine be Kiddushin ika Trey in Yonim, Kinyin the Isser. There's a Kinyin legal element, and there is an Isser element. Isser, which means she achieves a status. There's by when you're kone a chair, the chair doesn't get any special status. It was his and now it's yours. But by kinyan of kiddushin, there's two elements that usually happen together. There's the legal kinyan element, that the bank accounts are now merged, and there's a isha niknes in that sense, and there is an isser element that now she's asra kuli alma kehektish, she's asra to the whole world. That's a kinyan isser, right? And she's mutter, going to be mutter to him after nisuin. That's by a regular case. To bechol kiddushi isha lekemitzius zeh lahachnos atzma v'kinyan mamon below kinyan iser. Usually you can't have one without the other. Ah, that's where yid comes in. When a person buys the ama ivriya, that's the kinyan mamon already. And by yid, it's purely the kinyan iser. It can be separated. Av ama ivriya me'acher dechazinon tehitzrach akatz of inyan yid kishabal akachta achar kach ve'inyan yid haynu kiddushin mashma de b'shas mechira lavid be'kinyan iser l'shavuye be'iser eishas ish la'alma. That's the difference. Eino me'asher lakras kinyan mamon lo kinyan iser originally v'kinyan iser ka'avid b'shas yid ule inyan she'en kiddushi acher tosin ba sagi v'akras kinyan mamon. Interestingly, kinyan mamon might be enough so that nobody else can marry her. there's already a kinyan mamon between the man and the woman, but in terms of the heter and the iser to the iser to the whole world, that would require the kinyan iser later. So that's the stipulous formulation about the relationship between yiyud and kiddushin. Last one, third one in the Mishnah. Mitzvahs hayibum kodemes the mitzvahs chalitza. You have six mitzvahs discussed in this Mishnah. How could you like spend so little time on it? Mitzvah of yibum. Yibum comes before chalitza. As we know, Bari Shona originally, Shalim is Kavan L'Shei Mitzvah, when everybody had proper Kavanas, and they did Yibum with proper Kavanas, then they did Yibum. V'yachshav, Shalim is Kavan L'Shei Mitzvah, but now we're not on that level, we don't have such great Kavana, Vayval Hakim Shem Achiv, Amru, Mitzvahs Chalitza, Kodemus Mitzvahs Yibum. Bizman Hazeh, we always do Chalitza. We don't do Yibim anymore. Rashi says, Achshav, Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemes. Shehami Yabemes Yivimto Shelo L'Shem Mitzvah, Pogea Be'isr Eishas Ach. Wow. If somebody does Yibim not with proper Kavana, then the Isra of Eishas Ach gets back in. It's very unusual, because if you look in the beginning of the Perek of Habal Yivimto in Yivamis, we know Habal Yivimto works, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzon, Bein Bishogig, whatever, just do the act. So at least there you don't have anti-Kavana. Here in Middle Chora, it must be that people started knowing about it, knowing that they're with the Yavama, and they're still having negative Kavana. So that's why Chazal already said, no more, we don't do Yibam anymore, like Bizman Hazeh, we don't do Yibam, we only do Chalitza. After 91 days, we have Chalitza done between the Yavam and the Yavama. There is, again, major discussion in Yavamis, in the 12th, and in the various Prakim. Is there a mitzvah? Here again, the language is mitzvahs Yibam and mitzvahs Chalitza. So everybody agrees it's counted as two mitzvahs. But let's say you have a 106-year-old man who died, and his wife is 104, and Rachman al-Islam, they never had children. Does the 98-year-old brother have to do Chalitza to this 104-year-old woman? Does Chalitza have to be done? Major machlokas achronim. Meaning, is there a mitzvah if there's no hava mina that the woman's ever going to get remarried? Is Chalitza what's called a mitzvah shel matir? It's matir. That's the inherent nature of the mitzvah. It's matir the woman to get remarried. And therefore, if she's never going to get remarried, then don't worry about it. Right? Or no, it's a mitzvah, even separate from its matir element. That's a major machlokas. That's the first Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi Siman Aleph, again, big topic, discussions in Mesechta Sanhedrin about the Benedicius Melech, but the Chacham Tzvi says in Siman Aleph that he thinks, in this case, one would not have to do Chalitza. That's the Chacham Tzvi Shita. Shaharei, kol ikar mashanu kofen ala Chalitza, mishum lesa dida, she'ein chos minosa. We don't want to muzzle her. Velo te'agein v'teisev. We don't want her to sit as an aguna. And therefore, that's the whole purpose. By an independent mitzvah, that's when Bezdin would force him to do it. Let's say somebody doesn't want to eat meat. We're going to force him to do shechita. No, only if you want to eat meat. Then there's a mitzvah to do shechita. But if you don't want to eat meat, we're not going to force you to do shechita. So too says the Chacham Tzvi, if you don't want to get remarried, we're not going to force you to do chalitza. Yes, it's a mitzvah when you do it, but we're not going to force you. That is the Chacham Tzvi. Others argue. Others say, no, it is a mitzvah per se. If you look in the Sefer HaKovitz, the end of the back of the Frankel Rambams, there's a Sefer Likutim, which gathers different achronim, I'll say to HaRambam, but if you look at the first piece on Hilchos Yibam, they quote the Sefer HaKovitz, and there it says, Mitzvahs Azezu Pashut, Tehu Kishar Mitzvahs, Kimo Shofar Lula V'Domeyem, V'im Hi V'Hu Merutzim Shelo L'Yabeim, V'Lo Lachlotz, V'Rosona L'Sheves Galmuda V'Aguna, Bezdin Kofen Osa L'Kayim HaMitzvah. Bezdin's gonna force them. The Raya Brura, a Raya Brewer is that you see in Yavamis that they use Yibum and Chalitza in the context of Mitzvahs Asei Dochalos Asei. Says the Sefer Kovitz, you wouldn't use it. Asei Dochalos Asei was only a Mitzvahs Rishus that you didn't have to do. The fact that they use that in that discussion, he thinks it means that it is Asei Dochalos Asei. He says, you look in the Rashba, also it seems to be, based on why you're related to the Bracha on this Mitzvah, also seems to be that it is a Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, the last line, the fourth, I mentioned three before, but there's four. Fourth one, mitzvahs geula be'adon. The mitzvah of geula, of redeeming a field that you gave to the Beis HaMikdash, l'chadchila, it should be done, the one who is makdish it should redeem it. Hu kodem l'chal adam, sh'ne'amar v'im lo yiga'el v'nimkar be'erkecha. If it's not redeemed, then it's sold. So again, two different aspects of what can be done within a mitzvah, v'nimkar be'erkecha, it's sold for its value. So it's based on the pasuk, it sounds like you do geula first. So again, is that two mitzvahs? Number one is redeeming the field. Number two is if the gezbarim have to sell it, so then they make money for the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos also points out, based on the Yerushalmi, that not based on the Yerushalmi, based on the Gemara and Erechin, that another reason why we want the Bialim to do it is because he has to pay more for it. He has to add on a chomesh. And therefore, the Beis HaMikdash would make more money if he did it. Okay, Hadron Lach HaLokech Uber Chamoro. That was the first parak. So, Adkan, Petr Chamor. Now, for the next couple of prakim, Bechor Behema Tahora. Says the Gemara. Remember the first parak? HaLokech Uber Chamoro. So today we talk about HaLokech Uber Paraso. So, parallel cases. Unusual why both Mishnayos start off with not telling us who's Chayef. The Mishnah tells us who's Pater. Right, so the first Mishnah tells us who's Pater. If you have any kind of shutfus with a guy, so here too. HaLokech Uber Paraso Shel Oved Kol Chavim V'Hamochelo. If somebody buys a fetus from a non-Jew, or he sells him Avo Bishin Rashoi, even though he's not allowed, as we discussed back on Daf Beis and Gimel, right, he's not allowed, Behema Gassa is selling it to a guy, Chashash that he might work it on Shabbos in the case of Schirus. V'Hamishtate Flo, if somebody has a partnership, V'Hamakabo Mimenu, or if I get it as a sharecropper, V'Hanosein Lo B'Kabbalah, or I give it to him as a sharecropper, Pater Min HaBechora. In all these cases, there's no mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tahora. Sh'ne'amar B'Yisrael Avalo B'Acherim. Part one. Part two. HaKonim HaLavim Chayavim. Konim and Levim are Chayiv. Out of the three mitzvahs discussed in this Masechta, besides Meiser Behema, out of the three mitzvahs, they're Chayiv in one out of three. One out of three is right here. Shalom Niftru Mibachar Behema Tahora, Ella Mipidyon HaBen, or Mipetach HaMar. Right? Bechor Behema Tahora is the one that even Konim and Levim are obligated in. It's not really any sweat off their back. Why? It's a carbon that the Levim have to give it to the Kohen. But besides the Kohen, so he just treats it as a carbon. So he treats the Kohen, and the Chazay and the Shok are theirs because he burned the Chalev, and the rest is theirs. Okay, so my Arya, the Tani Uber Chamor Bereisha, the Tani Uber Paraso. Why did the Masechta start off with Bechor Behema Temeya and then went to Tahora? Listi Bereisha Uber Paraso. Why did he list off of Bechor Tahora? To Kedusha Zagufu, that has inherent Kedusha, it's a carbon. Vahadar Listi Uber Chamoro, to Kedusha Zdamimu. Right, we ask this back on Daf Beis. Right, why does the Masechta start off with the chamor and not the kosher animals? So Amri B'mar Rava, two answers. In Eretz Yisrael, they said the following: Iba Yiseima, Aidi Dechaviva Leik Rabbi Chanina. Answer number one is maybe this is the chamor is very precious to us. Why? Like Rabbi Chanina. What Rabbi Chanina? Way back, remember back in the first parak, we explained why the donkey. Why the donkey? Back on the Heyam Abeis. So Rabbi Chanina said, because they helped us out coming out of Egypt. So therefore, we ought to give him a little Hakaras Hatov, recognition that they helped us out. So that's Rabbi Chanina. They're precious to us. That's why we start off with that. Or, Viva Yisema, Aidi de Zutrin Mile, to Behema Temeya. It's only one parak of halachas. It's much less halachas. Right? All the prakam about Mumin. Right, Bechor by a chamor, it doesn't matter if it has a mum or not, that's already two prakim later in the Masechta, so it's a much smaller discussion. So Pasek V'shadi La, force free finish, the Torah discussion about chamor, and then we literally throw it, and then we get into Bechor Behema Tahora. Period. Okay, from now, the rest of the blot discusses kinyanim. This is one of the more important sugis and shas to talk about kinyanim with a non-Jew. Which kinyanim work with a non-Jew? As we'll review again, by when we sell chametz with a non-Jew, so we do all the different types of kinyanim, just to be safe, because there are so many opinions, what works, what doesn't work. There are two areas where we need to know about kinyanim with a non-Jew. Number one is chametz, number two is bechor. Right, here's the one about bechor, because those are the two lemaisa cases where we deal with for sure that we need, related to a mitzvah, to do kinyanim with a non-Jew. So here we go. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni, Amar Yishlak Mishub Rabbi Yoshia. Says Rabbi Yoshia, Yisrael Shenasan Mos Lo Bekochave Bibehemto. If Yisrael gave money to a non-Jew for his animal, Yisrael gave money for a Jew. Bidinehem, in their dinim, we judge them with their dinim. We don't know what that means yet. We'll see. Af al pi shelo mashach, even though the Jew did not pull the animal yet. He paid the guy, but he did not pull the animal yet. Kana, the Kenyan works, v'chayeves bibechora. And what? If the animal has a baby in the non-Jew's possession now, before the Jew pulls it, it's a chayev in bechora, because it's as if it belongs to the Jew. Chayeves bibechora. Tosis points out, once you say kana, so we know, what's the chidsh of chayev bechora? To make sure that you know, says Tosis, first Tosis in the parak, the avagab de shaminan kana, it says kana, so what do you have to add chayev bechora? Itzrich lashminan, de chayev bechora, de lotema kana misafik o midrabanan. Don't think this is only a safik kinyan or a drabanan kinyan. Kamashalan de kana kinyan gamor. Beautiful. You read that Tosis, you don't realize the significance. What is Tosfos Mashma? That if it would only be a Kinyan Darabanan, there would not be a Chiyuv of Bechor. If on a Daraisa level, it was still owned by the non-Jew, and Midarabanan, Chazal said it's owned by a Jew, there wouldn't be a Bechor. Stipler says, this relates to the big topic of Kinyan and Darabanan creating Chalos Daraisas. Right? What about Kinyan Sudar? Is Lord Devar a Pasuk in Rus? What about Kinyan Maimit Shlashton? This is a huge topic. We're going to do a little more to make sure we continue. But if we have time, we'll get back to it. Kinyan Darabanan. This was the first Daf Be'in Shir we had. Darabanan is affecting Daraisas, but separately, there's a huge topic of Kinyanim Darabanan. That's the big controversy on the first Halacha in Hilchas Ishus, where the Rambam says Kinyan Kasev is Divrei Sofrim, according to some Girsaos. Right? So, Divrei Sofrim. Could you get married through a Darabanan Kinyan and create a Chalos Daraisa of marriage? If you don't say that, then it's pretty unusual. We're only getting married to Rabbanan today. So how does that work? And really, we would be Makadis Kedushay B afterwards. So, l'chara not. So, anyway, this is a big, big topic. Anyway, but that's Mashma. This little Tosfos here, on Daf Gimel and Bechoros, is very important for that issue. Anyways, it says to Roshia, right when you give the money, the Kenyan's over. The opposite, also, the Ovik Chavim Shanas and mostly Israel, if a non-Jew gives money to a Jew, Bibahemto, for his animal, Bidinehem, whatever that means, Afa Pishal, Mashach, Kana, Upatim, and Bechora, and then there's a Patur, even though the animal is still sitting in the Jew's possession. Period. So let's talk about this. Omar Mar. Yisrael shenasa and most lovi kochavim bidinehem. Yisrael that gave the money. Avo bishlo mashach kana v'chavis v'chora. My bidinehem. What does the word bidinehem mean? Inein ma bidinehem to gufe. If it's telling me, well, it's similar to how you would acquire themselves, meaning an eved knaani. And that's why, because just like if you'd give the money there, it would work without Mashiach, so too, here, the Asi b'kavachomer, because it would be a kavachomer, im gufei kani leisol b'kesef. If a Jew could acquire an Eved Kanani himself with money, dechsiv l'areshes achuza, hikishu akasev l'achuza, the Torah compares the Eved Kanani to land, ma achuza nikneis b'kesef b'shar b'chazaka, just like land could be acquired with the three kinyanim, money or shtar, the deed, or chazaka. What's chazaka? Doing an act of bailus for the on the field. Rashi quotes the Gemara Kiddushin, when you walk around the borders, when you dig, when you put up a fence, any of these. So av eved kenani nikra b'kesef. So too eved kenani could be acquired with kesef. So if you could acquire his body with kesef, mamona lo kol shegenu. So surely his metaltolin you could acquire, and therefore that's the svar to say that's what it means here. That's why. How do you know that you could kinyan kesef works with a guy even without b'shicha? A kavachomer from eved kenani. Says the Gemara 1 minute. Dimkeda filu b'shav chazakanami. If that's true, then if it's a kalvachomer from land, then the other two kinyanim of land should also work. Shtar and chazaka. And we know that's not true. Shtar and chazaka don't work for metaltolin. The ode, Yisrael be Yisrael yochichu. And I'll prove to you that kalvachomer doesn't work. Why? De gufe kani le bekesef, mamono be mashicha. Right? The gufo, the Jew's body can be nikne b'kesef umamono b'mashicha, and the Jew's metaltolin can only be b'mashicha. So you see, the kavachomer does not work. So that can't be the pshat of the brisa. So ela amar abaya dinam doesn't mean eved kenani. What does dinam mean? B'dinehem shepaska lahem Torah. No, the halach is that the Torah says what kinyanim should work between Jew and non-Jew. That's what it means. B'dinehem, because the Torah says o kano miyara misecha. This is talking about kinyanim between Jew and Jew. So we're medayik. Miyad Amisecha, who did b'mishicha, when from your friend, from your halachic friend, that's when mishicha, pulling the item, works. Hamiyad Ovikachavim b'kesef. But from a non-Jew, kesef would work. Mishicha would not work, and kesef would work. Says the Gemara, why do you make that diuk? V'yeim Hamiyad Ovikachavim klal v'klalo. Maybe Ovikachavim, nothing would work. What do you mean nothing? Nothing until the object actually comes to your hand. Maybe, right by a Jew, kesef works. By a guy, a Jew, mishicha works. By a non-Jew, nothing works. And you have to actually take the item. So the Gemara says, Amri, lo salkadaitach. No, that can't be. Why? Kalva chomerhu. Im gufo konem, amonam akoshagen. If you can be kone him, you can obviously be kone his property. Right? His property is less chomer. So something has to work by a non-Jew. So the Gemara says, okay. V'yemam yado v'kachavim adi'ika tarti. Maybe a non-Jew needs both. By a Jew, it's enough to have Mashiach. By a non-Jew, you need Mashiach and Kesef. Gemara says, Ami v'av kavachomer, who knows? It's a kavachomer also. Gufo ba'achas, mamono b'shtayim. Right? But gufo, you only need one kinyan. So of course, mamono is not going to be both. Okay, next suggestion. Ve'ema obaha obaha. Maybe a Jew needs Mashiach. A non-Jew could have either or. So the Gemara says, no, do mi adami secha, ma mi secha b'chada, ap avikachavim nami b'chada. Just like a Jew has one, so do a non-Jew as well. What do you mean a Jew has one? Because that's the source for Mashicha. That's a machlokas, which we'll refer to on the top of Amud Beis already. There's a machlokas, whether kesef works d'oraisa. Whether kesef works, a machlokas, as we'll see soon. Either way, period. So we explained the first line of the Braisa, the first Raboshia's statement. Raboshia says, if a Jew gives money to a non-Jew, kinyan kesef, that works. Kinyan kesef, that works. Bidinehem, because that's what the Torah says. The Torah says that Mashicha should work for a Jew, so kinyan kesef works for a non-Jew. That is Shitas Raboshia. According to Raboshia, how would we sell our chametz? The non-Jew gives us money, boom. It's finished, that's all we have to do. Next, Amar Mar. What about the second line of Ravoshia? V'obikachavim shirasan mos liYisrael bibehemto bidineim av mishlom mashakanu patam b'machora. Right, opposite case. A non-Jew gives money to a Jew, does not pull it, so then the kinyan works also, and the b'chor is pater at that moment. So my bidineim. What does that mean? Again, now we're talking about a non-Jew buying from a Jew. The opposite case. So ilema bidineim de gufe. Does that mean gufe? Meaning that what? That a non-Jew buying a Jew. That's the direction we're going in. Psukim in the end of Vayikra talk about this also. When somebody is so poor and they're sold to a non-Jew. So Mishum Da'asi B'Kavachomer. So we're saying that's what it is. It's a Kavachomer from that halacha. Im Gufo Shel Yisrael Kani Leba Kesef. If a non-Jew could buy the Gufo of Yisrael with money, Dichsiv Mi Kesef Miknaso Mamona Lakol Shekein. Right, so surely Mamono. So again, it's a Kavachomer. So again, the Gemara rejects it. Yisrael Yisrael Yochicho. No, Jew from Jew will uproot this Kavachomer. Degufo Kani B'Kesef Mamono B'Mashicha. If a Jew buys another Jew, Evet Ivri, that works with Kesef, and Mamono has to be B'Mashicha, and not with Kesef. So Elam Rabbaya, same answer, B'dinehem, Shepaskalem Torah. It's the laws that the Torah said to follow. V'chisimkru memkar la'amisecha, la'amisecha b'mashicha, holo v'kachavim b'kesef, to your friend b'mashicha, but to a non-Jew, b'kesef, when a Jew wants to buy the Jew's property, it's done with kesef. V'yeme lo v'kachavim klav v'klav lo, same shakal v'tarya, maybe non-Jew nothing, amilav kavachomeru, im gufo kodav amon lo kosh again. If you can be called a Jew's body, surely property. Eme lo v'kachavim adika tarti, maybe you need both, lav kavachomeru, gufo b'echar amon b'shtayim, same discussion. V'yeme obaha obaha, dum yad amisecha. No, just like amisecha, ba amisecha ba'achas, av ovikachavim nami be'achas. Yes. Yes, one or the other. That's what we think so far. One or the other. Only Mashiach would not work.
Don't we usually say that Mashiach is a better kinyan than Kesef?
We say Mashiach is the Av Shel Kinyanim, but the Av related to Hagbah, related to all types of Kinyanim that physically transfer. Kesef is a different type. Different type of Kinyan. So that's what we think right now. That it's only, that's Rav Oshia Shita. Rav Oshia holds that Kesef is the Kinyan to use between Jew and non-Jew. Who argues as follows? Amri, Uli Amei, Marta Amar Mashiach Bobiko Chavim Kone. Ameimar says Mashiach works by a Jew and non-Jew. According to him, who says Mashiach is Kone. So, Ha Nicha, now we're going to relate to a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Mesh Lakish. Ha Nicha, Isavar La, Kirab Yochanan. According to a Meimar, it works if he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. De Amar, who says in Bamatziah Mem Zayin, Devar Torah Ma'os Konos, Mishicha Lo. Right, Mishicha, where's the Bach? Mishicha Lo Kanya. Right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he holds Mida Oraisa, money works. Midrabanan, you have this kinyan called Mashicha, because if I pay you money, and then you have a fire in your house, so then you're not going to care about it and try to save the item, because it doesn't belong to you anymore. So Chazal said, Midrabanan, need Mashicha too. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Ma'os Da'oraisa. So Ani Chesav like Rabbi Yochanan, if a Meimar holds like Rabbi Yochanan, it's beautiful. Well, I Da'amar, Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos, Mashicha Lo'ahani, so on a Midrabanan, you have to pay, and Mashicha does not work. Ahani la'amisecha, and that's what the word la'amisecha is coming to teach me. La'amisecha bekesef lo v'kachav b'mashicha. It's exactly what our Meimar Sheet is. Mashicha works da'oraisa with a guy. Kesef works da'oraisa with a Jew. Mashicha works da'oraisa with a guy. Ela isava la kare shlakish da'amar mashicha mefureshes min ha'Torah. But if you say like Reish Lakish, no. The Torah says, O niknam yana misecha. That's talking about mashicha. Reish Lakish argues. He says mashicha is da'oraisa. Mashicha is da'oraisa. So then, la misecha b'mashicha, lo gavel kacha b'mashicha, la misecha lamali. So mashicha works by both. So what do you mean daif? What should you be daif from the word la misecha? That's the question on Ameimar. Right? What would Ameimar do with this pasuk if he held like Reish Lakish? So the Gemara's answer is, no, there's something else you can learn from this. Amri, la amisecha atamachzir ona'a, v'i atamachzir ona'a le'evet kinani. Ona'a. So I think this is going to be the Daf Be'in Shir this week, relating to Ona'a. Ona'a, taking advantage, ripping people off. So we know the three levels of Ona'a. Less than a sixth, exactly a sixth, or more than a sixth. More than a sixth, the whole deal is off. Exactly a sixth is the deal is good, and you have to return the Ona'a. Less than a sixth, nothing. Nothing, or maybe it's usur. Anyway, here, in a case where you would have to return the ona'a to a Jew, you would not have to return the ona'a to a non-Jew. That's what you learn. La mischa, to a, by the context of the psukim, is by ona'a. To a Jew, you would return, and not to a non-Jew. Period. Let's continue a little bit more, and then we'll talk. There's a lot here, but we'll do what we can. So, one second. Mi'altonu ishes achim nafka. You already know from Altonu that there's an isur by achiv. Right, not by a non-Jew. So chad bekinani v'chad behektish. No, you need to exclude two psukim. One to exclude a non-Jew from Hilchos Ona'a, and one to exclude hektish from Hilchos Ona'a. If you rip off hektish, it's terrible, but also the halakhas of Ona'a don't apply. V'tzrichi, you need two psukim. Why? Because of Rachman Achad, if you only had one, hava amina l'kinani hudein lo Ona'a, aval hektish yesh lo Ona'a, kamash malon. That's why you have to teach me both psukim. Period. This halacha about not returning ona'a to a non-Jew, and let's do four more lines. Hi'ani chalaman darak zelo aser. According to the fine, this whole works. That you need a pasuk to tell me that you don't have to return the ona'a of a non-Jew. That's good according to the mandarma that says you're not going to steal from him. Hainu disra kol mishri ona'a. That's obviously why you need the pasuk to matter it. Ela isavala chalaman darak zelo shal kanani mutter. But according to the mandarma that says you're not going to steal ona'mi boy. You need a halacha. You let it take from him. Of course you don't have to return what you got illegally. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amri Yisav ala kamanda amri gzeilo mutter akokak Rabbi Yochanan sfirolei. That mandara would have to like Rabbi Yochanan and darshan it the first way. First of all, the Rishash on this Gemara says, if you read the Gemara closely, what is the Gemara saying? You don't have to return the ona'a. It doesn't say it's not usur. The Rishash says, of course it is usur to take the ona'a from anybody. That's the Rishash here. Midolo kamar viyata mushar mila honoso mashba the zev vaday aser dolo adif migneves das to aser aflo ovik ochavim see chulin which we had v'tamani alashan aposkim shesasmu v'kasvu ovik ochavim ein lo ona'a. The Gemara doesn't say ein lo ona'a. It just says there's no ein lo hachzaras ona'a, but there should be an iser ona'a. Number one, and this is what many point out. Lamaisa, there's a Meiri and Baba Kama about this, and that is Lamaisa Lamaisa Bezman Azeh. Everybody would agree that any of these gzela issues are usur, bain to Jew, bain to non-Jew. There is a beautiful Beragola, right, in Shimem Ches, in Ochaz Geneva, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, Ubemakam Chilul Hashem, usur min HaTorah, V'kasva Gedolim, She'ra'u Be'enehem, She'osan Ho'anashim, She'hervichu Mata'usam. Those men who ripped off people from other nations, lo hitzlichu, v'nechseihem yardu l'timayon, v'lo hinichu achareihem bracha, v'rabim asher kitshu shem shamayim, v'hechziru ta'usam b'davar chashev, and those who went out of their way to return, v'gadlu, v'heashiru, v'hitzlichu, v'hinichu yasrom alaleihem. It worked out much better for them. V'hari afilu g'nev as das asur chazal, u'bizman hazeh, says the Aruch HaShulchan, b'chol medinos elu asur min ha-Torah, shum hat'a'a v'ha'arama. No trick. V'ein shum chilek, ben Yisrael le'enu Yisrael. V'yesh v'shirosa lomar, t'hashava leka ba'akum, v'lomash v'kei b'poskim. I think, says the Aruch HaShulchan, there's no difference. And I saw also that there's a beautiful Tiferes Yisrael in Bava Kama. Tiferes Yisrael says, and he quotes that Ber HaGolah that I quoted before, and then he quotes, Kavachora me'ata, shekama me'achiyav aleinu le'elu acheinu me'ha'umos, ha'makirin Hashem echad, u'machabdin toraso, u'ma'aminim ba, shehu alokus, v'koronoso, hela geshreift. I don't know, it's the Yiddish for the day. U'mishamrim kefiyah mechuyav aleihem, midin toraseinu, dayinu sheva mitzvahs. Yes, he lived amongst some Noahites. V'gam eina menichem la'akim lanu, afilu sara ktana, afilu migodol shebegdolon shalahem, upasta keha shebno lo yechavua, v'lo zu bavada, sha'osin gamkein, gemilas chasadim rabos, in aniyim shalanu, dekama v'kama misparnasim, rak midid vazlibam, we get a lot of money from them, tztaka, v'yemkein eich nuchal lios kfuyei tova chas v'shalom, v'lo nomar ke Yosef, v'yich esa hara'a hagdola hazos v'chatas yilalukim. Like Yosef HaTzadik to Potiphar. How could I do this? I got so much from you. So anyway, that's the Lamaisa about any of these halachas that apply to Umos HaOlam. Okay. Lamaisa, what do we do by Kinyanim? Why do we do by Kinyanim? Right? Revoshia, Amemar, we cover our bases. We cover our bases, we do all the Kinyanim. You remember the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Pesach? The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tav Mem Ches Yud Zayin, Ube'eze Kinyanim Kodim Min Ha'akam Yishma De'ezeos Min Ha'poskim. I didn't quote it for you. If you look in this big Tosus over here, and on the bottom, right, the big Tosus in Avodah Zarah talk about, who do we paskin like? There's a big problem, because Rashi says only Kesef. Rabbeinu Tam says only Mashicha. They both argue with each other. So Tosfos there says in Avodah Zarah Einav, so you got to do both. Got to be choshev for both shitas. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh misha omer kesef. Yesh omer only mimshicha. Yesh kasvu other kinyanim. Right? Agav, chatzer, chalipin. Ulinyin dino, lechadchila vadei tzorach lakmas b'kinyin gomer, umuskam l'kuli yama. Kesef u'mishicha yachad, and chatzer, and do all of them, just to be safe, because there's such a machlokas about it. Okay, let's try to do a little more. Meisvei, halokek, rutos ben ovik ochavim, umatzah ben ovik ochavim. Let's see, somebody buys silver pieces from a non-Jew, and amongst the silver pieces he finds idols. Im achelo nasan masa, maos, mashach yachsir. If before he gave the money, he pulled it, which sounds like if he just did Mashicha, he could give it back. V'mishenasan ma'os mashach, but once he gave the money, and then he pulled it, yolchano liyam ha-melech. Then he's got to throw it out, is an isra hana. V'yamit ma'os konos, one second, if you say, it's just money, is okay, Mashicha lamli, what do you need Mashicha for? Right when you give the money, it should be good enough. Sachamayas kinon, shekibel alav ladun b'dinei Yisrael. No, the case is that he accepted to follow the halachas of Jew, which means you need Mashicha. So Yahachi Mos Amali, so what do you need Mos for? Mashicha should be good enough. Hachi Kamar. This is what it really means. Af Alpisha Nasan Mos, Imashach in Ilolo. That's what the Seifa means. Even if you gave the money, he accepted to do Mashicha, and therefore you need Mashicha. Yahachi Kasha Resha. So then why isn't Mashicha enough in the Resha? Either Amar Abaya Reisha Mishum Diika Mekartos. No, the first case is a Mekartos because he didn't know there was idols in here. So Amar Rava Reisha Diika Mekartos Seva Leka Mekartos. So he didn't know in either case. Why should it be any difference in halacha? In either case, Ela Amar Rava Reisha Veseva Mekartos. They're both Mekartos. Aye, so why is there a difference in halacha? Reisha Delo Yoav Zuze. In the Reisha, what happened? You didn't give money yet. You took his stuff and you didn't give back his stuff. So lo mechzika avodas kachavim b'yad Yisrael. There's no issur d'rabbanan. There's no reason for us to make any gzeiros. You took it, and obviously you give it back. Period. Seifa d'yod zuzei mechzika avodas kachavim b'yad Yisrael. In the seifa, what's going to happen? You gave money. All he's going to do is to give back to you some of the money. It looks like a Jew's are idols then, and that's why is this a d'rabbanan yolachano liyam melach. One more line. V'yabaya amar lacha. Abaya says, no, there's a difference. Resha mechatos to lo yada, to halo yad lezuze. In the Resha, you don't really check out what you're getting until you pay for it. And therefore, we don't fault the guy in the Reisha. Seifa la mechatosu. Tekiva diyav zuze, kikam mashach, ibay li yune, v'hadar mimshach. Period. Right? Therefore, you should really check it out when you give the money. And if you give the money, you don't check it out, it's your fault. And therefore, you have to yochana liyam ha-melech. Okay, we'll have to start with Rav Ashi, Beit Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, there's a lot more, but we will stop here. Agun chodesh to all.